晚上好。
As our brother Marco said, we've made it halfway.
像叶弟兄所说的，我们特会已经过了一半。
I think I told you this story before.
我记得以前我跟你们讲过这个故事。
Before I had bad shoulders, I used to be a runner.
我这个肩膀坏了之前呢，我很喜欢跑步。
And my doctor would still like for me to be a runner, by the way.
我现在还是很喜欢。
And I would always, every year, run one of the largest races in the country. It's in Richmond.
那我每年呢都参加在 Richmond 那个地方全国一个最大规模的比赛。
It's called the Monument Avenue 10K.
叫做十公里的。
10 kilometers.
Yeah, 十公里。
And it's a beautiful race. It's a beautiful street. One of the most beautiful streets in all of Richmond.
是我们跑在呢 Richmond 最最美丽的街道上。
And when we got halfway,
那我们跑到一半的时候，
my spirits lifted.
那么我的灵呢就开始提升。
Because I thought then we could make it.
我就知道呢我可以跑完全程。
So since we're halfway, I trust the Lord will bring us through to the finish line.
那么到了半途之后，我就相信神可以带我完成。
Last time I ran, I wasn't in the best shape in the world.
那么我上次跑的时候，我的身体状况还不错。
My daughter overtook me at the halfway point.
那我女儿呢？跟着your daughter?
My daughter, yes. She came up right behind me at the halfway point.
那么我跑到半路的时候呢，我女儿从后面上来。
And her encouragement to me was, "Dad, you look terrible."
那么她跟我说，老爸，你看着不怎么样。
But by the grace of God, we made it to the end.
但是呢，靠着神的恩典，我们跑完了。
Well, thank the Lord for His mercies.
感谢主，感谢他的怜悯。
I'd like to read again our text verse in Romans 4:21.
那我们再来读呢，我们这一次的经文就是罗马书四章二十一节。
Speaking of Abraham, it says, and being fully persuaded.
讲到亚伯拉罕，他满心相信。
That what he had promised, he is able also to do.
神所应许的就必能做成。
I'd like to read from Hebrews 11, verse 1.
那我们下来读希伯来书第十一章第一节。
And I would like to read from the New American Standard Bible.
那我要读的呢是 New American Standard 这个版本。
By the way, a young brother here came up to me and said, I notice you use different versions of the Bible.
那我们年轻的弟兄告诉我说，他用的经文的版本是不一样的。
I do, and that's not just to confuse you, by the way.
那我确实用不一样的版本，但目的呢不是让你们迷惑。
I often look at different versions to see what they say.
我常常看不同的版本以求明白真正的意思。
And many of the English versions are written in this way, the New American Standard Bible is written.
很多英文的版本呢跟我要念的版本呢是一样的。
It says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
就是信呢是所望之事的实底。
The conviction of things not seen.
就是未见之事的确据。
Now let's go to Romans 8.
我们再看罗马书第八章。
I think you all know these two verses.
大家都知道这两节经文。
38 and 39.
38和39节。
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come.
因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
I'd like to read a verse in Matthew 19, verse 26.
我们再读马太福音第十九章第二十六节。
This is Jesus looking at his disciples.
这是主耶稣对他门徒所说的话。
But Jesus looking on them said to them, With men this is impossible, But with God, all things are possible.
在人不能在神则不然在神，因为在神凡事都能。
And I'd like to go back to Hebrews.
我们再回到希伯来书,
chapter 13.
第十三章,
verse 5.
第五节,
the second part.
第二部分,
and just that phrase that says, I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we're always grateful we have your word.
主啊, 我们为着有着你的话, 我们总是满了感恩。
Where would we be without your word?
没有你的话, 我们将在哪里?
How we need tonight your living word.
我们何等需要你活的话。
Breathe upon it by the Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵吹气在这些话上。
And cause those words that are spirit and life to come alive to us tonight. And make it clear what is behind the written page.
让这些话写在纸上的话能够对我们能够更加的清楚明白。
Cause us to see things more deeply in the Spirit.
让我们在灵里面可以看得更深。
And apprehend things more fully by your grace.
靠着你的恩典，让这些话在我们里面更加的清楚。
And in the end, be a people that are fully persuaded.
当最终我们都可以成为满心相信的人。
This we ask in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名，我们这样的祈求。 Amen.
Well, I'll avoid giving you a long introduction.
那我不想再给大家一个很长的介绍。
Although I'm always tempted to.
虽然我总是试图这样做。
We've just been looking at this matter of being fully persuaded. I believe, brothers and sisters, it's absolutely essential that we understand this. If we're going to go deeper in the Lord, He must bring us into this place that He brought Abraham into. That he brought Timothy into. That he bring the Apostle Paul into. And his goal is to bring all men into. To the end that our testimony would be like the Apostle Paul, I am persuaded.
最终呢, 我们的见证就和保罗一样, 我满心相信。
And in the end, we would be like the Apostle Paul.
那么最终我们可以像保罗一样。
And say, I am altogether persuaded.
可以说我们一起满心相信。
That's the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这是主放在我心里面的负担。
This afternoon, we looked at this thing of the basis of being fully persuaded.
今天下午我们看了满心相信的根基。
This being fully persuaded has to be based upon a firm foundation. If it's based upon any foundation other than Christ, it will crumble.
如果呢,
it will not stand the storm. It will not stand the difficulty. It will not remain to the end. So you know what the Apostle Paul told the Corinthian church. He said, no other foundation can be laid than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He alone is the firm foundation. Upon Him alone we can rest. I think this is exactly what Larry prayed before the meeting. We looked at three things this afternoon. It's all about Him. You'll never make it if it's about you.
如果是你的话,
you must discover a deeper resource in the Lord Jesus. And when you do that, you're on the road to being fully persuaded.
当我们找到的时候，我们就在满心相信的道路上。
We saw how everything is based on the fact with Abraham that he hath promised.
我们看到了亚伯拉罕的信心就是在
We saw,
建立在神已经应许的基础之上。
We saw how everything with Abraham was based on this singular principle. He is able.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他的信心的一切都是在这个原则之上，就是他能。
And we saw finally the single element that so convinced Abraham and Sarah was he is faithful.
那么我们看到能够让亚伯拉罕和萨拉他们能够满心相信的只有一件事，就是他是信实的。
Now that's a firm foundation.
这是一个稳固的根基。
I told you I've been designing foundations all my career.
那我也跟大家讲了，那我这一生的工作都是讲到根基这件事。
And there's no basis.
没有根基。
No foundation.
没有任何的根基。
None stronger than that.
再也没有比这个更加稳固的根基。
Even if the big one comes,
甚至当暴风来到的时候
，You know, we always as structural engineers, we know out in California, they're always talking about the big one coming.
那么我们知道呢，像我们做我们这一行的，特别是在加州那些，他们常常会讲到说那个更大的风暴。
But if your life is based upon this firm foundation,
但是如果我们的生命是在这个稳固的根基之上
，It will never be moved，
就不会摇动。
Even if the big one comes，
即使是暴风来到的时候。
Well, that's enough summary。
这我已经做了足够的总
结。Maybe I cut it back a little bit. I don't know, but maybe you understand. I like to repeat。
但大家应该，也许大家能够明白，那我也喜欢重复。
Because if I repeat，
如果我重复的话
，You may remember，
你大概就能记住。
Now tonight we're going to look at another matter that's absolutely important.
那么我们下来要看了另外一个重要的。
It's absolutely essential to us becoming fully persuaded.
对我们要成为满心相信的话，是一个非常基本的。
It is the assurance of fully persuaded.
就是满心相信的把握。
The very word being fully persuaded.
讲到满心相信。
Means to completely assure.
就是你有完全的把握。
This is the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
The reason we can be fully persuaded is we have overwhelming assurance in the Word of God.
我们能够满心相信的原因就是呢，因为我们有神的话。
Many people believe the Bible is a book of judgment.
那很多人以为呢，圣经就是判断判就是审判的话。
Now I agree there's plenty judgment in the Bible.
我同意在圣经当中有很多的审判。
After all, He's the righteous judge.
因为呢，神是公义的审判者。
But I believe everything else.
但我相信还有其他。
That the Bible is a book of abounding assurance.
那么圣经呢，也是讲到呢，神的讲到把握确有的把握。
And in that abounding assurance，
在这个神所给我们的把握里面，
we have everything we need to become fully persuaded。
我们有呢，让我们满心相信所需要的一切。
That is what the Bible is all about。
这就是圣经。
Now Hebrews 11:1, we just read it.
我们刚刚读了希伯来书十一章第一节。
Says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
信是所望之事的实底。
It's the assurance of things hoped for.
是所望之事的实底。
I know a lot of people say this is the definition of faith.
我知道很多人说这是信心的定义。
I'm not sure it's the definition of faith because maybe faith is too hard to define.
我不确定这个是不是信心的定义，也许信心太难定义了。
But I believe it's the hint of what faith is.
但我相信这就告诉我们什么是。
And if we know the divine assurance that He gives us in His Word deep in our hearts,
那如果在我们内心深处，我们知道神告诉我们的关于信心的他的话，
we can be fully persuaded.
我们就能够被完全的相信。
Now, we know, well, as a matter of fact, I think my brother asked me about the versions. Forgive me, I don't mean to point you out, but I'm glad you said that to me. The Weymouth New Testament. Now, I bet no one in this room has a Weymouth New Testament.
我知道呢,我们当中没有一个人呢,有,
Weymouth.
If you
have a Weymouth New Testament, would you please raise your hand?
如果你有到这个版本,
I don't see any hands. But the Weymouth New Testament says this beautiful phrase about Hebrews 11 verse 1.
关于希伯来书11章第一节这个 Weymouth它的版本翻译的非常漂亮。
Now faith is the well-grounded assurance.
那信心呢是一个非常有根基的把握。
That's what the Bible is.
这就是圣经。
It's well-grounded assurance.
是非常有根基的。
From the beginning to the end. With all the difficulties,
我们面临所有困难,
with all the failures,
所有的失败,
with all the sin,
各种各样的罪,
there is tremendous assurance. And that's our burden for this evening. Now we're going to look at some negative words in the Bible to look at this positive assurance.
我们从圣经当中从一些负面的词来看到呢这个正面的信心。
Now we could have spent the whole weekend just looking at this single matter of assurance.
我们可以用整个周末呢只看这一件事满心相信。
So you'll pardon me if this is not comprehensive.
请你原谅我如果这个我讲的内容不够丰富的话。
But at least these four things that we're going to look at in the Word of God,
那么在神的话里面我们至少要看这四件事。
We'll give you a broad idea of how great this assurance is in the Bible.
那我们先让大家呢从很大的方面来看到
And with this great assurance, we can be fully persuaded.
因为呢,他就这样的把握,让我们可以满心的相信。
It's assurance so powerful, it's able to erase any doubt whatsoever.
因为呢,这个把握是这样的大,所以呢,它可以除去我们一切的疑惑。
We're going to look at four things.
我们要看四件事。
Nothing can separate us, number one.
没有任何的事情可以使我们分开。
No temptation has taken you, number two.
第二点呢,就是没有任何的试探能够把我们夺去。
Nothing impossible with God, number three.
第三件事,在神凡事都能。
And never forsake you, number four.
第四点呢,他永不撇清。
Now I believe that the Holy Spirit would really help us see deeply these things and impress them upon our spirit.
我相信呢,圣灵会带我们更深地看这些,让我们有更清楚的认识。
We would be like Abraham.
让我们可以像亚伯拉罕。
We would be fully persuaded.
我们可以满心相信。
Let's begin with nothing can separate us.
我们从第一件事情开始,就是没有什么事情可以让我们分开。
Turn again to Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝 这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
What a tremendous statement. Now, do you know where the statement occurs?
你知道这句话的?
Do you understand from the book of Romans, Paul concludes the first section of the book of Romans with the end of chapter 8?
你是否知道呢? 在第八章的结束,保罗就结束了罗马书的第一部分。
It took him 8 chapters to present to us the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.
他用了8章向我们讲述耶稣基督荣耀的福音。
And this is his glorious end of the presentation of the glorious gospel.
这是呢,保罗就这样呢,用 这段荣耀的结局来结束他荣耀的福音。
It begins with this tremendous statement.
他开始是这样的。
For I am persuaded.
因为我深信，因为我深信。
He had such a conviction at the end of this presentation of the gospel.
在福音的结束，他有这样的确据。
That he wanted to offer to the saints of God the absolute assurance that's in his word.
他要通过他的话，让神的圣徒有这样确实的把握。
He reached as high as he could.
他达到了他的最高峰。
He reached as low as he could.
他也到了他的最低之处。
He reached as wide as he could.
他达到了他最宽广之处。
And he came up with a single word.
他最后用一句话来结束。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
没有任何的事情能够让我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
What tremendous assurance this is.
这是何等大的把握。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine what he's saying?
弟兄姐妹能够想象他所说的吗？
He's saying nothing.Absolutely nothing is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他说没有任何事情，绝对没有任何事情能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
What a powerful closing.
这何等有力的结尾。
It's such a powerful closing.
何等有力的结尾。
It's such a word of assurance.
何等有把握的话。
I think what I like what Brother William Newell says.
我非常喜欢我们一个弟兄 William Newell 所说的话。
William Newell, if you don't have William Newell's book on Romans, go get it.
如果没有这个弟兄所写的关于罗马书的书，请你去。
And if you can't afford it, talk to me and I'll get it for you. Just don't tell Linda.
如果你买不起的话，告诉我。我给你买，但是不要告诉我太太。
But William Newell's book on Romans is a classic.
那么威廉姆诺关于罗马书的解经书是一本经典。
And this is what he said of these two verses.
那讲到这两节的时候，他是这样说。
This is the key to Paul's triumph as he goes shouting up the mountain heights of Christian faith.
这是呢。在基督信仰的高峰的时候，保罗在他的最高之峰，他所得胜之歌的一个关键词。
He said, "Persuaded is the great word."
他说呢，深信是一个非常了不起的词。
Persuaded is a heart word.
是一个发自内心的词。
Here is the difference between having a truth and being heart persuaded of it.
那么知道。一个真理和从内心满心的相信的区别就在这里。
Now does that open your understanding of something of the burden that's on my heart?
这是不是让大家可以开始明白我心里面的负担？
That we wouldn't just have knowledge of the word of God.
我们不单单要有神的话语方面的知识。
But like Brother Newell said, we would be heart persuaded of it.
而是像 Brother Newell 所说的那样，我们心里面深信。
This is the key.
这是关键。
Look, this begins in Romans 8:35.
那这是从罗马书第八章三十五节那里开始。
It said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And then he goes on to say these things.
然后他接着说
，tribulation。Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword.
难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
You know, the Bible, I don't think ever has comprehensive list.
我相信呢，在圣经里面没有给我们一个完全的表述。
You think of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10.
那么在哥林多前书第十二章第九节和第十节里。
It's hardly a comprehensive list.
那不能说呢是一个完全的表述。
You think of the gifts of the service in Romans chapter 12.
那么讲到恩赐的时候呢, 在罗马书和, 哥林多前书12章里面所讲的, 都不是完全的。
It can't be a comprehensive list.
都不是完全的。
You think of the gifts of men in Ephesians 4 verse 11.
那么在腓立比书四章十一节讲到恩赐的时候,
He has given some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds and teachers.
神所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有教师和牧师,
for the edification of the saints.
为了成全圣徒。
But when you come to Romans 8,
但是我们来到 罗马书第八章的时候,
and you look at this short list after 8:35.
那么我们看到呢, 在八章三十八节那不长的叙述里面,
and when you come to Romans 8, verse 38 and 39,
然后我们来到罗马书八章三十八、三十九节的时候,
and you read all these items the Apostle Paul talks about that cannot separate us,
当我们看到保罗所讲的那些不能使我们与神爱隔绝那些事的时候,
this begins to look like one of the most comprehensive lists in the whole of the Bible.
结果呢,我们发现这在圣经当中似乎就是那一个最完全的表述。
Look what it says in 38.
看在八章第三十八节。
Nor death, neither death,
无论是死,
nor life,
无论是生。
You notice when you read this part, you begin to see contrast.
然后在读到这里面的时候,我们就看到对比。
You know, some people think it's hard to die.
有人以为呢,死很难。
Brothers and sisters, it's harder to live.
那么活着也很难。
It's easy to die.
死很容易。
And you know, that's why I think partly we hear this saying, life is hard and then you die.
然后大家就知道有这种说法, 如果活着很难, 那就去死。
So Paul looked at these two extremes. He said, neither death,
那保罗看到这两个极端, 他就说, 无论是死,
nor life,
无论是生。
He went on to say,
然后接着说,
nor angels,
无论是天使,
all the angels in the universe cannot separate you from the love of God.
宇宙中所有的天使都不能把我使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Now that includes the good angels,
其中包括好的天使,
and that includes the third of the angels that went after Satan,
也包括那三分之一跟随了撒旦的天使。
All of those myriads of heavenly hosts cannot separate you from the love of God. Nor principalities. You remember when you read in the book of Ephesians, you understand these principalities of darkness in Ephesians 6.
当我们读腓立比书第六章的时候, 以弗所书第六章的时候，我们就明白那些在
Nor can these demonic forces separate you from the love of God.
这些黑暗的权势也不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Nor things present.
无论是现在的事。
Nor things to come.
或是将来的事。
Look at that, brothers and sisters. You can forget about the past. The past has happened. But what the Apostle Paul tried to get them to see was the things that you're presently going through.
弟兄姐妹,让我们忘记过去的那些已经发生的过去的事情就过去了。保罗让我们看现在的事,
cannot separate you,
也不能使我们隔绝,
from the love of God,
从神的爱隔绝,
which is in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里的。
This is the assurance,
这就是那个把握,
or things to come,
我将来的事。
Isn't that good news?
这是不是好消息?
Brothers and sisters, this looks like a comprehensive list.
弟兄姐妹, 这真的是一个很完全的表述。
What did he leave out? That was a question.
Oh.
What did he leave out?
那么还有什么没包括呢?
Even things to come, the things we don't even know about,
甚至那些将要发生的我们不知道的事,
they are unable to separate us,
都不能使我们分开,
nor powers,
无论是掌权,
listen to this, nor heights,
无论高处的事,
nor depths,
低处的事,
nothing in between,
或者中间的事,
nor, and then he has the capstone that he puts, he throws this little capstone in,
他,
nor any other creature.
别的受造之物。
Brothers and sisters, isn't this tremendous encouragement?
弟兄姐妹，这对我们是不是极大的鼓励？
Isn't this the highest assurance you've ever seen?
这是不是我们所见过的最高的把握？
He concludes this great gospel with this single word, nothing.
那么他在他这个荣耀的福音结束的时候用了一个词，就是没有任何的事情。
And he prefaces it with this great statement of his that he owns, I am persuaded.
那么他所最后所讲到的就是我深信。
And then he repeats a word over and over again just so we'll never forget the point.
所以然后呢他就一直不断地重复这个词，以至于我们不会忘记。
He says 9 times nor.
他讲了九次无论是什么。
Nor.
没有任何事情。
No.
没有任何事情。
No.
没有任何事情。
Over and over again, there's nothing.
一次一次再一次说没有任何事情。
What assurance this is.
这何等的把握。
There's nothing like it.
没有任何事情是这样。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, this is the conclusion of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，这就是福音的结尾。
This is the good news that is at the end of the good news.
这是呢，这是在福音结尾的福音。
I believe this is tremendous.
我相信这是非常重要
的。You know, every possible situation is here.
任何可能发生的事情。
Every combination is here.
这里面讲到了任何的情况组合。
And there's one single answer to all of it.
对所有这些只有一个答案。
Nothing.
没有任何事情。
Isn't that insurance?
这是不是一种。
Brothers and sisters, you should be so excited about that.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人应当非常的兴奋。
It's one of the most powerful two verses in all of the Bible.
这是所有圣经当中最有力的两句话。
Oh, I think it's the final answer.
我想这是最后的答案。
You remember, some of you, I have a little age with all this gray, obviously. But I'm old, that's all I mean. J.R., I'm old. And I remember when my kids were growing up, there was a program on TV that took America by surprise. I Want to Be a Millionaire.
No,
you remember that?
No.
No, you
don't remember. 我们孩子长大的时候呢，有一个电视节目全美国都在看，就是你想不想成为百万富翁。
And they ended always with this iconic thought, is that your final answer?
那么他那个主持人呢常常要问的一个问题就是这是不是你最终的答案。
The whole country was captivated by this crazy program.
全国的人都被这个节目所吸引。
I remember in business, everybody said, is that your final answer?
那同样的就是到处都在问这个问题，这是不是你最终的答案。
His final answer was nothing.
那这里面的最终答案就是没有任何的事情。
What assurance!
何等的确据。
What deep assurance!
何等有把握的确据。
Brothers and sisters, you can live on that.
弟兄姐妹，我们也可以活在这个应许之上。
You can be fully persuaded by that.
你可以因此而笃信不疑。
This is the first thing we see.
这是我们看到的第一件事。
I don't know how long, Brother Freedom, do I have tonight? Is my time already up? Keep going. Just
继续讲。
Give me a hint when it's over. Okay? No. The second thing, I think is tremendous assurance.
No. 第二件事情。
No temptation has taken you.
没有任何的试探。
Look at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
哥林多前书第十章第十一节。
1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
哥林多前书第十章第十一节。
No temptation has taken you, but such is according to man's nature.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受。
And here's a phrase you're familiar with. And God is faithful.Who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able to bear.
神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
But will with the temptation make the issue also so that ye should be able to bear it.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
This is our second negative word.
这是我们要讲的第二点。
No temptation can overtake you.
没有任何的试探是你不能胜过的。
How tremendous that is.
这是何等的重要。
There's a threefold assurance in this verse.
在这节经文里面有三重的确据。
First of all, the phrase, no temptation has taken you, but what is according to man's nature.
第一点就是你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
That's the first assurance.
这是第一个确据。
You might say, what I'm going through is impossible.
你也许说我所经过的试探是无法胜过的。
But the Bible says otherwise.
但是圣经却说的相反。
No temptation is taking you but what is according to man's nature.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
In this tremendous thought sandwiched in the middle, God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you're able to bear.
那在三重把握当中的中间那一点就是神是信实的必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
And this third assurance,
第三个是
But with the temptation will make the issue so that you should be able to bear it.
在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路叫你们能忍受得住。
How tremendous this assurance is.
这是何等大的把握。
Now here's a case, I don't like the King James Version.
那么我在这里面呢我不太喜欢 King James 的翻译。
Now I love the King James Version, but I don't like it here.
那我本人是喜欢 King James Version, 但是不喜欢这一节的翻译。
Because it talks about giving us a way of escape.
因为这里面讲到让你们有逃脱的路。
I like the way Brother Darby renders it so much better.
那我相信呢，达比弟兄翻译的更好。
He says, so that you should be able to bear it.
他说，让你们能够忍受得住。
Now why is that so important?
为什么这个确据这么重要呢？
Because I think as Christians we're always looking for a way of escape.
因为呢，我们基督徒总是要寻找逃脱的道路。
We always want out of our problem.
我们总是希望能够逃离我们的问题。
Out of our difficult circumstances.
能够逃离呢困难的环境。
Out of our trouble.
能够逃离各样的麻烦。
But here it says, He is even able to make it so you can bear it.
这里面呢确实讲到说他要给我们一条出路让我们能够忍受得住。
Brothers and sisters, that is overcoming life in the midst of the circumstances.
弟兄姐妹这就是在各种环境当中能够得胜的生命。
How much assurance that is.
这是何等大的把握确据。
No temptation, but it's common to man.
所我们所遇到的试探人都是能够忍受的。
In the middle of it, God is faithful.
在中间讲到神是信实。
And he will make it so you should be able to bear it.
他要为我们开一条出路叫我们能够忍受得住。
I think of that wonderful hymn.
我讲那个有条非常好的诗歌。
Before the throne of God above.
在神的宝座面前。
This is a hymn that I love so much.
这是我非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
Listen to what it says in verse 2.
第二节是这样说。
When Satan tempts me to despair,
撒旦来试探我，让我绝望的时候。
And tells me of the guilt within,
告诉我里面有罪恶的时候。
Upward I look and see him there,
我举目仰望他在那里。
Who made an end to all my sin.
他结束了我一切的罪。
Because the sinless Savior died,
因为无罪的为我代死。
My sinful soul is counted free,
我有罪的灵魂现在得到自由。
For God the just is satisfied,
因为神公义的要求已经满足。
To look on Him and pardon me,
仰望他来拯救我。
What assurance!
何等大的确据。
All we have to do is look up, in the midst of the temptation, see him there who is faithful.
当我们在试探当中的时候，我们所要做的就是举头来仰望他，他在那里。
And if it doesn't remove the situation,
如果他不改变环境，
he will grant overwhelming grace.
他会赐给我们无穷的恩典。
That we could bear the situation.
我们可以忍受得住。
There's no reason we should fail.
我们没有失败的原因。
Because he's made every provision.
因为他为我们预备了一切。
You know, do we really understand the difference between temptation and testing?
我们是否真的明白试探和试炼的区别？
I want to read you a short paragraph. I gave it to my brother. Of course, he corrected me. I just gave it to him before the meeting, and he has to translate it.
我给大家念一段。这一段是我在聚会之前呢刚刚给我们弟兄的。
This is from Brother Stephen Kong.
这是江守道弟兄所写。
This is from his book Spiritual Leadership.
这是从他那本属灵的领导的这本书里面的节录。
This is the most powerful thing I've ever heard or ever read on this subject of temptation and testing and the difference.
这是讲到呢试探。和试炼以及他们之间的区别所写的最好的一段。
Listen to what he says. Sorry, brother. Listen to what he says.
他是这样说的。
There is a great difference between temptation and testing.
在试探和试炼之间有一个非常大的区别。
Temptation comes from the enemy.
试探是从仇敌来的。
Testing comes from God.
而试炼呢，则是从神来的。
Temptation is trying to draw out the lust of the flesh in order to defeat us.
试探呢，是要从我们的肉体当中引出私欲，以期击败我们。
But testing is drawing out the reserve which God has deposited in us, that it may be further strengthened.
而试炼呢，则是呢，要把神存放在我们里面的，能够彰显出来，以让我们能够更加的强壮。
Sometimes, however, we find when Satan tempts, God tests.
有时候我们却发现，当撒旦试探我们的时候，神也在试炼我们。
But he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear.
但是神不会让我们所受的试探超过我们所能承受。
Why?
为什么？
Because when he allows Satan to tempt, he has already deposited enough in us to overcome that temptation.
因为他允许撒旦试探我们的时候，他已经在我们里面存放了能够胜过试探的力量。
If this is not so, he would not allow that temptation to come to us.
如果不是这样的话，他不会允许撒旦的试探临到我们。
Oftentimes we think we are tempted beyond our measure.
我们常常以为我们所受的试探超过了我们所能忍受的。
Listen to what Brother Stephen said.
请大家听江弟兄怎样说。
He said no such thing.
他说没有这样的事。
If God allows the enemy to tempt us,
如果神允许仇敌来试探我们，
He knows what he has already deposited in us.
他已经知道在我们里面存放了什么。
And if we only look to him,
如果我们单单的仰望他，
we will be able to overcome.
我们就能够得胜。
The reason we are defeated is because we do not look to him.
我们失败的原因是因为我们不仰望他。
We do not draw upon the resources which he has already deposited in us.
我们没有支取他已经存放在我们里面的力量。
Isn't that tremendous?
这是不是非常的好？
Satan tempts.
撒旦试探。
God tests.
神试炼。
But in the middle of your temptation, he's doing a work in you and put a deposit in you.
但是在试探当中，神在你里面做工，在你里面存放。
So that the end can be no temptation can overtake you.
最终呢，没有任何的试探能够胜过你。
You remember in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
大家记得马太福音第四章第一节。
It says, Then Jesus was carried away by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
那里面讲到了圣耶稣受圣灵的催逼，他到旷野受撒旦的试探。
You remember Genesis 22 verse 1.
那么在创世纪22章第一节
，Speaking of Abraham，
讲到亚伯拉罕。
And it came to pass after these things that God tried Abraham.
在这些事之后, 神要试验亚伯拉罕。
That is the difference between temptation and testing.
这就是呢, 试探和试炼之间的区别。
You do well to remember that.
我们要记住这里。
And you do well to remember this.
大家要记住。
This single great assurance that no temptation can overtake you.
就是呢, 没有任何的试探能够胜过你, 要记住这一点。
I think this is a tremendous assurance.
我相信这是一个极大的确据。
I think of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 8.
在希伯来书第二章第八节。
Verse 18 I think it is, brother.
第二章第十八节。
In that himself, being tempted, here's a phrase you're familiar with, he is able to help those that are being tempted.
因为他自己也凡事受过试探, 是他可以帮助那些受试探。
This is the tremendous words of assurance.
这是呢,给我们,这是关于 讲到我们确据的非常重要的话。
With this kind of assurance,
有这样的确据,
we can be fully persuaded.
我们也可以满心的相信。
Let me talk to you a little bit about another negative thing.
再让我讲到另外一个负面的事。
Nothing is impossible to God.
对神来讲, 无事不能。
Do we believe that?
我们相信吗?
Are we convinced of that?
我们相信他吗?
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what God convinced Abraham and Sarah of.
那神呢, 就是让亚伯拉罕和撒拉这样相信的。
It says that you know they were fully persuaded in our theme verse.
那么在我们的主题经文里面讲到他满心相信。
They were in an impossible situation.
在不可能的时候,
Look at that. I want to read some verses before that. Romans 4, verse 19. And not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body already become dead.
罗马书四章第十九节。
Being about 100 years old,
将近百岁的时候, 虽然讲到自己的身体如同已死, 撒拉的生育已经断绝,
and the deadening of Sarah's womb,
撒拉的生育已经断绝,
and hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief,
但是他信心不软弱, 并仰望神的应许, 总没有因不信心起疑惑,
but found strength in faith, giving glory to God.
反倒因信心里得坚固,
this was an impossible situation. How could this promise ever be fulfilled? Abraham said his body was dead. Abraham's testimony was that Sarah's womb was dead. How could they have assurance that God was able to do what He said? You know, when the Lord appeared to them, look at Genesis 18, verse 14. I think that would be a good way to explain it.
创世纪18章第14节。
Genesis 18, verse 14.
18章第14节。
And Jehovah said, look at 13.
第十三节,
and Jehovah said to Abraham, why is this that Sarah laughs?
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说, 撒拉为什么暗笑?
Shall I indeed bear when I am become old?
说我既已年老, 果真能生养吗?
And this was the answer that came.
那耶和华回答他们说,
is anything too hard for me?
耶和华岂有难成的事吗?
Brothers and sisters, that's the place God brought Abraham and Sarah to.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神把亚伯拉罕和撒拉所带到的地方。
It was to see the God of the impossible.
要让他们看到凡事不能的神。
Is anything too hard for me?
对他来讲，没有任何难成的事。
What assurance that is!
这是何等大的确据。
I think we often think this is too difficult.
我们常常以为太困难了。
You don't know my circumstance.
你不知道我的环境。
You don't know my husband.
你不认识我的先生。
You don't know my boss.
你也不知道我的老板。
You don't know what I'm going through.
你不知道我所经历的。
But the assurance that came specifically to Abraham and Sarah.
但是呢，对亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们的特别的处境呢是。
Was is anything too hard?
他们的确据呢是有任何难成的事吗
？For me.
对于神
This is the one lesson he wanted them to learn before he did that great miracle.
这是神他行那个大神迹之前要他们所学的功课。
That's not the only place this phrase occurs.
这里啊，这节经文呢，在其他地方也出现了。
In Jeremiah, in that darkness of captivity.
那么。对于耶利米说，在他那个他们在以色列人被掳的黑暗的时期。
Look at Jeremiah chapter 32.
耶利米书第32章。
We looked at Lamentations this afternoon, but let's look at Jeremiah.
哀歌，我们现在来看耶利米书。
32章。Verses 26 and 27.
26-27节。
And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah,
耶和华的话临到耶利米说,
saying, Behold, I am Jehovah,
看哪，我是耶和华,
the God of all flesh,
是凡有血气者的神,
is there anything too hard for me?
岂有我难成的事吗?
This was the assurance.
这是那个把握。
This is what he wants us to see.
这是让我们所要看到的。
Have you seen the God of the impossible?
你们是我们是不是看到无所不能的神
？This is what changed Abraham's life.
这就是改变亚伯拉罕生命的。
This is what changed Sarah's life.
这就是改变了撒拉的生命。
And brothers and sisters, I believe this is exactly what we are to see.
弟兄姐妹，我相信这就是我们也要看到的。
The God of the impossible.
就是无所不能的神。
Now, since I've been here, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，自从我到了这里,
my brother Freedom has been telling me about a number of you that are in impossible situations.
Now, 朱弟兄跟我讲了很多很多不可能的事情,
impossible demands,
无法达到的要求,
overwhelming circumstances,
极其困难的环境。
Brothers and sisters, the God of the impossible wants to meet you.
弟兄姐妹，那无所不能的神，他要与你同在。
Now I'm not just some preacher that's telling you that. Do you understand that?
我不是呢，就是跟你们讲这些事情。
I know what it's like to be in impossible situation.
我知道呢，在那种不可能情形是什么情况。
You know, I don't just come here and visit Newark and play golf all the rest of the year.
那我不是呢，就是这个时候到诺克来一下，其他时间就是打高尔夫。
I'm the president of the engineering firm I own.
我是一个工程公司的president.
I'm a leading brother in the assembly in Richmond.
我在 Richmond 那边带领弟兄姐妹。
I use most of my vacation to travel to try to encourage saints.
我用我大部分的休假的时间到各处来。
I'm a husband.
我是一个丈夫。
I'm a father.
我是一个父亲。
I'm a grandfather of 7 grandchildren.
我是七个孙子辈的孩子的爷爷。
Sometimes I say all these demands, it's impossible.
有的时候我会说，对于我的这种各种的要求，我是没有办法达到的。
It's impossible.
是不可能达到的。
And the Holy Spirit brings these words to me as assurance, I am the God of the impossible.
那么呢，圣灵呢就把这些话带给我说，他是无所不能的神。
Is there anything too hard for me?
在我岂有难成的事吗
？So brothers and sisters, be encouraged.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起激励。
There's not a situation you're in that's impossible for God.
在我们的没有任何我们所处的环境对神来讲是不能做到。
It's impossible for you.
对我们来讲是不可能的。
But it's not impossible for God.
但在神是没有不可能的。
You remember the story of the rich young ruler?
大家记得那个富有的年富有的那个少年官。
This story is so important, it's in all three of the Synoptic Gospels.
那么这个故事非常的重要，所以出现在三本对观福音之中。
It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
在马太、马可和路加福音。
And you remember this zealous young man came to the Lord?
你大家看到这位热心的年轻人来到主面前。
And he said, these were his very words.
觉得他讲的话就是
What must I do?That I might inherit eternal life.
我要做什么才可以承受永生呢?
Did you notice my emphasis?
你们有注意到我讲话的重音?
What must I do?
我要做什么?
That I might.
我可以。
I believe the Lord dealt with this man.
我相信神对付了这个人。
So the Lord said, you know the commandments.
神对他说，诫命你是知道的。
And he listed off all the commandments.
然后神就列出了各样的诫命。
And he said, I've done all those.
他说，这些我都遵守了。
Since my youth.
我从年少的时候。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
He actually believed he'd done all those since his youth.
他相信呢，他从小这些都遵守了。
And the Lord looked at him.
然后
And he said, if thou wouldest be perfect,
就对他说，你要完全的话，
take all that you have,
将你所有的，
sell it,
变卖，
and come follow me,
来跟从我。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you think that is the lesson of this story?
你以为这就是这个故事的功课吗？
Do you think the Lord is telling all of us, go sell all that you have and come follow me?
你是不是你会觉得说神告诉我们说我们把一切都变卖了然后来跟从他呢?
This is the one thing the rich young ruler couldn't do.
这是呢那个年轻少年官他不能做的一件事。
This is the one thing that was a stumbling block to it.
这对他来讲这件事情就是他的绊脚石。
So the Lord wanted to show how impossible it was.
神要表明地说，这在他是不可能的。
That's what this story is about.
这是这个故事的精髓。
Go, sell all you have, and come follow me.
去变卖你一切所有的，来跟从我。
We should start a Christian commune.
我们就成为基督徒共产主义者。
That's not the lesson of this story.
这个故事不是要告诉我们这个。
You remember how alarmed the disciples were?
你记得吗？那主的那些门徒他。
You remember at the end of that story, they said, Lord, who then can be saved?
你记得吗？那些门在这个故事最后，主的门徒说，这样谁能够得救呢？
And the Lord had one word.
然后主有一句话。
It was the great lesson. Look at Matthew 19.
这是最重要的一个功课，在马太福音第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19. We'll look.
马太福音第十九章。
I'll begin in 22.
我从第二十二节开始。
But the young man, having heard the word, went away grieved, for he had large possessions.
那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
And Jesus said to his disciples, Verily I say unto you, a rich man shall with difficulty enter the kingdom of the heavens.
耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。
Go down to verse 25.
到二十五节。
And when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished.
门徒听见这话就稀奇得很。
Saying, Who then can be saved?
说这样谁能得救呢？
But Jesus, looking at them,
耶稣看着他们,
said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
对他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
This is the great lesson of the rich young ruler.
这是对那个少年的财主他的一个重要的功课。
He's the God of the impossible.
神是无所不能的神。
He makes the impossible possible.
他让不可能的事情成为可能。
This is the extreme assurance that comes out of that lesson.
这是从这个功课里面让我们看到的一个极为重要的把握。
So this is what he wanted all of his disciples to see.
他让他所有的门徒要看见这一点。
And this is what he wants us to see.
他也是要我们看到这一点。
That it doesn't matter how difficult the situation.
无论我们的环境何等的困难。
Nothing is impossible with God.
在神凡事都能。
Remember that phrase to Abraham and Sarah, is anything too hard for me?
记得呢，神对亚伯拉罕和撒拉所说的那句话，在神岂有难成的事吗？
Well, there's one more thing I want us to look at.
还有另外一件事我们要分享。
I think it's the ultimate assurance of the whole Bible.
我想这是整个圣经给我们最终的确据。
It's this thought that he'll never forsake you.
那就是呢，神他永远不会撇弃我们。
Now he may hide from you sometimes.
有时候他可能隐藏起来。
I know I've had brothers and sisters come to me and say, I don't know where God is.
我记得有弟兄姐妹跟我说，我不知道神在哪里。
He has forsaken me.
他把我放弃了。
I said, he can't forsake you.
我说他不可能放弃你。
If he says, I will never forsake you.
因为他说我永不离弃你。
How will he forsake you?
他怎么可能撇弃你呢？
He may withdraw from you.
他可以从你那里离开。
He may use it to discipline you.
他也许来管教你。
He may hide himself from you.
他也可以把自己隐藏起来。
To draw you into a deeper relationship to himself.
以至于呢，你跟他可以有更深的关系。
Because when we get comfortable, we stop searching.
因为呢，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们常常就不再寻求。
But this is the outstanding assurance of the Bible.
但是呢，圣经里面却给了我们一个极为宝贵的应许。
I will never forsake you.
我永远不会撇弃你。
This is the promise of the Old Testament.
这既是旧约里面的应许。
And brothers and sisters, this is the promise of the New Testament.
弟兄姐妹，这也是新约里面的应许。
You remember Moses was 120 years old.
当摩西120岁的时候。
Look at Deuteronomy 31.
生命记第31章。
Chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy 31, verse 6.
31章第六节。
This is the Lord speaking, Moses,to Moses, be strong and courageous. Fear them not, neither be afraid of them. For Jehovah thy God, he is going to be with thee. He will not leave thee nor forsake thee.
神对摩西说，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This was Moses' assurance to Joshua.
这是摩西对约书亚的应许。
And the whole assurance hinged upon this one thought, he will never leave you or forsake you.
所有的这些都是最后落在这一句话上，就是呢，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Look at Deuteronomy 31 verse 8.
申命记第31章第八节。
This is when Moses called to Joshua. 31 verse 8.
31章第八节。摩西对约书亚所说的话。
And Jehovah, he is that goeth before thee. He will be with thee. He will not leave thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，也不撇下你，也不丢弃你。不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
And look at Joshua 1 verse 5.
约书亚书第一章第五节。
This is the Lord directly to Joshua.
这是主对约书亚直接所说的话。
None shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.
你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。 我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This is the greatest assurance of the Old Testament.
这是旧约里面最大的确据。
But do you know this is not just the greatest assurance of the Old Testament?
是否知道这不单单是在旧约里面最大的确据？
You remember we read Hebrews 13 verse 5?
大家记不记得我们读的希伯来书13章第5节？
You remember how this anonymous anointed writer of Hebrews was concluding his book?
记不记得呢？这个 希伯来书的作者，这位不知名的作者，在他结束的时候，
He brought back to that nation the single great promise.
他就讲出了对这个国家他最大的应许是。
To those Jewish believers, he brought to them this single great promise.
他呢对这些犹太的弟兄姐妹给他们一个最大的应许。
Look at it again in 13:5.
在希伯来书13章第5节。
At the end of 13:5, it says, For he has said, I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
How tremendous that is.
这是何等的重要。
The whole of the Bible, from the beginning of the Bible.
整个圣经从开始。
With Moses,
从摩西开始,
when they were going into the promised land with Joshua,
当他们跟着约书亚进入应许之地的时候,
and at the end of the New Testament,
在新约结束的时候,
there was a single overriding assurance that eclipsed every difficulty.
在有一个单独的一个唯一的应许，让我们能够胜过，让所有的难处。
I will never leave you.
我不会撇弃你,
and I will never forsake you.
我不会撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
G.H. Lang had a wonderful explanation of Hebrews 13:5.
有个弟兄呢，他对希伯来书13章第5节的解释非常的精彩。
He called this the vast promise quoted.
他讲呢，这是呢最
It wasn't just the promise of the Old Testament. It wasn't just a promise to those Hebrew believers in Hebrews. This is God's vast promise to you and to me. I will never leave you or forsake you. I remember the Him, how firm a foundation. I know you know that hymn. I love that hymn. It says in the last verse this.
在最后一节是这样说,
the soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose.
那依靠耶稣而灵魂所得的安息,
I will not.
我不会,
I will not
我不会,
desert to his foes.
向他的仇敌低头,
Listen to what the hymn writer said.
这位诗歌的作者他说,
that soul, though all hell endeavor to shake,
虽然地狱竭尽全力使他动摇,
I'll never,
我永远也不会,
no never,
永远也不会,
no never forsake. That's the triple assurance.
这是三重的确据。
I'll never.
我永远,
no never.
永远不会,
no never forsake.
永远不会放弃。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is the assurance that can make us fully persuaded.
这是让我们可以全心相信的确据。
You know, the last words of the Lord to his disciples, turn to the end of Matthew.
我们看马太福音的最后，主对他门徒最后的话。
I think this is wonderful.
非常宝贵。
What did the Lord say before he was lifted up?
在主耶稣上十字架之前他说什么
Matthew 28
马太福音第二十八章
Verse 20
第二十节
I just want to read the last part.
我只读最后一段。
And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
That was the great comfort.
这是极大的安慰。
That was the great assurance.
这是最大的保障。
That was the last word.
这是最后的话。
The Lord, before he was taken up, said, I will be with you.Even to the end of the age.
主耶稣在升天之前对他们说，我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Campbell Morgan tells a wonderful story in the closing of the study of Matthew.
坎伯摩根在他的马太福音的注解的最后，他这样讲到。
He tells about being with an old lady.
他讲到呢，他跟一个老妇人在一起。
This is my last old lady story for the day, by the way.
这是今天我要讲的关于老妇人的最后一个故事。
And he was reading to her this chapter and this closing verse.
那么呢，他在给这个老妇人呢读这段圣经的最后这一节。
And he looked her in the eye.
他看着她的眼睛。
And he said to this dear old saint.
他就这位可爱的圣徒说。
That is a great promise.
他说这是一个伟大的应许。
And that dear old lady with a wry sense of humor said something remarkable.
那么这位老年的姐妹呢，她就讲了一个非常幽默、非常令人记忆深刻的话。
She said, Mr. Morgan.
她说 Morgan.
That is not a promise.
她说这个不是应许。
That is a fact.
她说这是一个事实。
I will never leave you.Or forsake you is the greatest fact in the Bible.
我不会撇下你，我不会丢弃你，是圣经里面一个极大的事实。
I will be with you to the end of the age.
我会与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Is the highest assurance.
这是最高的确据。
And she went on to say to this dear man of God.
然后呢，她继续地说。
Oh, if the church could remember that fact.
如果教会只要记住这一件事实。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
what assurance the Bible is.
圣经给我们的是何等大的确据。
For every situation,
在各种环境里面,
nothing can separate.
没有任何事情能够使我们分开。
For every temptation,
各样的试探,
no temptation can overtake you.
没有一样试探能够把我们夺去。
For every impossibility,
在任何不可能的情形中,
the word comes, nothing is impossible with God.
但神的话告诉我们说, 在神凡事都能。
He is the God of the impossible.
他是无所不能的神。
And finally, the ultimate assurance,
那么最终的确据,
I will never leave you.
我不会撇下你
or forsake you.
或丢弃你
Brothers and sisters, with this,
弟兄姐妹有这样的话
with these words of assurance,
有这样有告诉我们确据的话
even us,
即使像我们
even us, we're able to believe,
就是像我们这样的也可以信
we can be fully persuaded.
我们可以满心的相信
shall we pray?
让我们祷告
Lord, we just come to you with thanksgiving.
主啊，我们带着感谢来到你的面前。
We come to you with such thanksgiving for the assurance that is in your word.
我们到你面前为着你在话里面带给我们的确据而感谢你。
And we ask you by the Holy Spirit.
我们求你借着圣灵。
Please write this upon our heart that we may not forget it.
把你的话写在我们心里面，以致我们不会忘记。
Burn it into our mind.
让这些话能够真的是进到我们心里。
And as we walk in this pilgrim way, breathe by the Holy Spirit these words back to us in every circumstance.
当我们在这条天路上走的时候，愿这些话催在我们在各种环境里面都可以来供应我们。
That we may be the people that know the assurance of faith.
使我们可以成为信心里面有确据的人。
Lord, we believe if you're able to do this in us, and you are able,
我们相信你能够做这些事情，你可以做成。
We can be a people that are fully persuaded.
我们可以成为满心相信的人。
We ask this in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.